Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. Today we're at a military healthcare conference, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and we're focusing on the broad issues of stress and inflammation and the importance that key nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids will play. We're here with Dr. Daniel Johnston, who's the president and founder of BrainSpan, a real leader in being able to look at patient assessment, performance assessment, and the important role and the impact that omega-3 fatty acids will have. Dr. Johnston, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Right. So tell us a little bit on your background. How did you become interested in omega-3s, and why do you think they're important?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think going back to my residency, we had a case report of a patient. Basically, their cancer just went into complete remission, and they actually defied the recommendations of the military medical leadership at the time in the hospital. And the wife of a young aviator took 30 days of leave and went out and sought some nutritional expertise. And we didn't really know what was going on. And I played a very minor role. I was on the flight evaluation board that would later determine like his flight status. He had a very rare cancer, but he came back in 30 days, and there was going to be a long, protracted course of radiation and surgery that was going to be needed. And the wife informed of where they had been the last 30 days, and it was entirely a nutritional protocol, and basically his cancer was gone. And at that point, I learned that sometimes what a lot of clinicians don't know kind of scares them. But for me, I just thought I just wanted to learn more and really dive into a field that we really just get very little exposure to in our traditional medical school. So that kind of kicked off a real interest to start learning more.
So I can imagine with your experience in the military that you must have seen some really incredible cases. Are there specific cases or situations or conditions where you've had the chance to observe the impact that omega-3s might have on those?
Yeah, so omega-3 fatty acids, and really the essential fatty acids as a group, kind of rose to the top as being both problematic and being incredibly useful and beneficial for the military specifically, but really all of us, the military specifically, because we find ourselves sometimes in very remote areas and under stressful conditions, like conditions that really drive a lot of inflammatory processes, and whether that's noise, trauma, environmental toxins, and just of course combat. So, and then of course there's all the mental stress. So there's the mental, the physical. And when I was deployed to Iraq in 2010-11 for a year, what I saw was I was very interested in, right before deployment, the Army was really interested in looking at what could we be doing nutritionally to help build human resilience and also optimize performance. And fatty acids just kind of rose to the top because of the massive problem, an epidemic of imbalances in the essential fatty acids. And we saw this when I was in Iraq. And then we also saw how that correlates with their actual cognitive performance in combat. And we were the first to look at nutritional factors in combat as it relates to their cognitive performance, and I think any health metrics. So that was really a game changer for me, because here was something that was incredibly important. There was epidemic levels of problems, and it had direct relevance to the mission and getting the mission done. And it's a fairly easy solution, to address. So that research that I was able to kind of get done on the side, I think really for me and for a lot of people in the Army, helped to kind of realize that, gosh, we need to be looking at nutrition as sort of a part of our armor, our nutritional armor.
I can only imagine, right, that in the military would be kind of like the forum where key issues would stand out more than even the general population. But this concept, this issue of stress and inflammation, it's not only a military issue, it translates into our broad community and our population across the United States, where I've seen reports and national healthcare statistics from the CDC. They report up to an estimated 60% of the American population in general are affected by some kind of a stressful situation. And the stress is kind of like almost the starting point of a cascade of problems, inflammation that then turns to a cascade of other problems, chronic disease states, and probably the most immediate effect from stress would be compromised cognitive performance or awareness even. So you've seen like extreme cases, I can imagine, to moderate cases. Is there a common starting point? Like is the intake of omega-3s, as an example, and healthy lipids low in diets of most of these patients? And
yeah, I think that what we're seeing is really a shift in the focus of what is important from like a macronutrient perspective. And there's been a lot of, you know, we went from carbs to, you know, protein being the answer. And I think what we're, where we need to be and where we're slowly moving is that healthy fats are just absolutely fundamental to healthy biology. And if you look at how the structure of a cell, how life itself was either created or evolved, either paradigm, you understand that these fats and these fatty acids are just critical to cell biology, from the membrane to, as you mentioned, inflammation. They really are the governor of, I call it like cell climate. So what happens is there's, you know, in modern, especially in the Western world, there's been such a shift in the way that we eat that this shift has caused a major imbalance in the two major classes of fatty acids, and in particular, very specific fatty acids that really regulate the cell's ability to either be like have anti-inflammatory properties or pro-inflammatory, because we need both. But if the cell is really tipped one way or the other, then I think it's you have these external stressors that come, whatever they happen to be, physical, mental, social, and the cells that are really have these imbalances, which is now like epidemic in our population, are just triggered off to then, and what that results in is organ dysfunction, depression, mental illness, heart disease, arthritis, autoimmune disease, allergies, eczema, you name it. These at the core, all these chronic diseases have at their core an inflammatory component. And so when the cell climate is off, which it is in most of us, we're just all going to be predisposed to a variety of these both chronic and acute conditions. And like you mentioned earlier, and also just performance decrements. And I think that is, you know, nobody wants to be functioning at like less than optimal when they're doing their work or they're with their families, doing their taxes this time of year, whatever it is, they want to know that they've kind of covered the basics. And the problem is all those things are degraded and risks of diseases. And I think we're seeing that now. I call it like brains on fire in a lot of the children and even young adults and older adults. It's a cellular climate problem. And it's been going on since, you know, for decades now, and it just kind of keeps getting worse.
So, you know, there's been a lot of research on omega-3 fatty acids, fish oils, and the specific fatty acids, omega-3s, DHA and EPA as the specific fatty acids. And the benefits have been shown to provide benefits in cardiovascular health, triglyceride lowering, improvement in cognition, helping to manage, balance, or even decrease inflammation. You focus primarily on underlying inflammation and cognitive performance. Is that issue the most advanced and has the most support in the use of omega-3s? Or
actually, I think, you know, like I said, fatty acids are critical to all of our, you know, 20 to 30 trillion cells. And so this dysfunction is just manifested in different organ systems, you know, by, you know, so whether it's heart disease or neurodegenerative disease or arthritis, or like I said, autoimmune conditions, they all are sort of have the same, you know, etiology at their root. But we use cognitive function because it's such a powerful way to demonstrate to somebody the implications of the imbalance. It enlightens the patient, it gets them interested and motivated, and more than just if we were to just supply the blood work alone. Now, we know that when they get interested and they get engaged, then they become more compliant. And so that's really the goal. And yes, you know, benefiting their neurocognitive performance is indeed a desired outcome, but what we also know happens is their risk of these other diseases, stroke, heart disease, major killers of all Americans, goes down dramatically. Really, we know that, you know, just look at how long we've been harping on just heart disease and heart attacks. It's a difficult sell for a lot of people, but showing them how their brain function is less than optimal in kind of real time, so to speak, and what that means to their everything from their success at school, at work, at home, then you get them to now care a lot more. And then all those other benefits that we've been trying to get for 30 or 40 years, like reduced risk in heart disease, they just come along for the ride. And that's, to me, really, you know, really exciting to see that.
So one of the really practical things that you've really pioneered, especially in the healthcare space, or what I would describe, if you will, kind of simple assessment tools. So, you know, a patient presents, goes to see their practitioner, goes to the clinic, and they could be complaining about any number of issues from stress, inflammation, pain, you know, broader specific complaints. But that first assessment tool could be not only conveniently provided with a finger stick and a little spots of blood, and that's called the omega-3 index that you popularized. And that's really effective because it's simple, and you know, in a matter of a week or two, you'd get results. Well, what happens next?
We call it, the things that we measure, we call them sort of the vital signs of cell health. And we all have vital signs, you know, we go to the doctor every year, but those are really just like physiological parameters. But by measuring the cell fatty acid levels, we're really measuring, again, I call them sort of the vital signs of well-being. And if the cell vital signs are not being taken care of, then everything else is just you're kind of fighting with one hand behind your back. So we really want to take care of the fundamentals no matter what the patient's goals are, whether that's losing weight or they have a chronic condition or they're just optimizing their well-being, anti-aging, whatever it is, you got to take care of the, I call them the fundamentals. So what we see by providing those cell fatty acids, we're really enabling then the cell therapy to happen. And that's what I really look at. The value of our test is enabling both the patient and the provider to get really engaged around cell therapy, and what that means to 30 trillion cells head to toe is really unique. And I think it's a powerful way to get head to toe, cradle to grave wellness. And it's everything else is, again, not, is kind of layering on top of that versus going, you know, we have to take care of those fundamentals.
So it's a kind of a simple readout. You get an omega-3 index, you know what the normal range is. But for those individuals that have low omega-3 index, the starting point would be to start using omega-3 fatty acids. At what level? How do you decide how much to take, and for how long does it take for you to begin to see an improvement, not only in the omega-3 index, but in the performance indicators, like cognitive performance, that you also measure?
With the omega-3 index specifically, that's one, in general, we try to educate that when you're addressing a cell fatty acid profile, there is an art form. We don't want to necessarily be thinking about just chasing specific numbers, but there really is a complex, you know, micro and macronutrient solutions to these things that we always want to be mindful of. But when it comes to the omega-3 index, certainly that is one that just people are deficient and they just need more. And the problem is most people are confused around the difference between fish oil and something like EPA and DHA that you mentioned, which have very powerful hormonal, functional, and structural roles. This test helps educate somebody that not all fish oil is the same, not all fish oil is quality EPA, DHA, and at the end of the day, what matters is the cell concentrations and getting absorbed. So yeah, typically within 8 weeks, we will see a doubling of the omega-3 index. So the average American is about 3.6. The goal for all of us should be 8.1 or higher. And there's seems to be a limit around 14%, no matter how much you take in humans. So we want people like literally twice or more than what they are. And that literally within 8 to 12 weeks, they'll be there. And they will, at the same time, they will instantly, during that 8 weeks, they will start, even within 2 weeks, they'll start feeling better in terms of their mood, sleeping better. They'll report like if they had achy joints or any kind of arthritis, chronic inflammatory condition, skin will feel better. All that stuff will get better during those first 8 to 12 weeks. And then the cognitive function really starts coming online towards the latter part of that third month. And then we see that continue to rise in some cases all the way out to 12 months. But I'd say in general, like that first 6 months is really the cognitive performance benefit. So it does take a little bit longer.
If you take higher concentrated doses of omega-3 fatty acids, will the time course be shorter, or have you seen any patterns?
Yeah, so most people are not taking enough EPA, DHA. They might be taking a lot of fish oil, but they're not necessarily. But the other thing is, too, is that the quality is really important, the bioavailability. And so the format in which it's provided seems to be important, and I think we've found that in the last 6 months, at least in our data. So, but when you use higher doses, will give you a more, like a faster rise, because you're saturating the tissues or the blood cells that we measure like faster. But the red blood cells still have like a fixed lifespan. And so, you know, there you need to, what we do is we want to measure when about half or more of those red blood cells have been turned over, absorbing the new levels. So I really only recommend thinking about higher doses for specific clinical conditions. So for general health and wellness, you know, we'd like to start people, most people need somewhere around 2 grams, 3 grams, somewhere in there. But then higher doses, depending on the clinical condition, because there's a lot of great evidence that higher doses have an even more powerful anti-inflammatory effect. So if somebody really is battling a chronic immune condition, or like what we've seen in TBI, traumatic brain injury, we've seen amazing like resolutions in acute traumatic brain injury with high dose EPA, DHA.
Once you set the omega-3 index back to a healthy normal, how, and part of your performance assessment, patient assessment test, it looks at cognitive performance. What are you seeing there in improvements? Is there a time course there for improvement and turnaround? You suggested it might happen pretty quickly, especially in TBI or special conditions where cognition is impaired.
Yeah, so well, first thing is that a lot of people are not, they're not functioning at where they should be, like at their optimum. And so what we use a cognitive function test that lets people know where do they stand compared to what is expected for their age. It also controls for gender, actually, and level of education. So controlling for those things, it lets people know where are they, and are they at the 50th percentile, are they below? And so just providing somebody that knowledge, and a lot of people, even the 50th percentile, is that's just where we say is average based on the database. But what we're realizing is that with proper nutrition, what we consider average doesn't need to be the normal or the average at all. You can be functioning well above that, which can really transform your life. I tell people we're in the life potential business, you know, and it starts with understanding where are you, where can you improve. And literally within 8 weeks, all the way out to, like I said, 6 months, we've seen 30%, 35, 40% improvement in overall executive function. And then we looking at, if we break that down into things like processing speed, sustained attention, cognitive flexibility, memory, working memory, we're seeing changes. We're seeing double digit 15, 20% changes in those during those 6 months with the rising the EPA DHA and with some other nutrient support that we, because we test other fatty acids, we also provide other recommendations just based on the cognitive function. But people are changing, and these changes are incredibly, like, clinically significant. Because, you know, they're operating well above what is considered average, which transforms their life.
Yeah. So one of the advantages that I've always thought about from patient assessment and using diagnostic tools is it basically helps motivate the user, both practitioner and patient, in seeing results and then enhancing compliance and adherence. Are you seeing over time higher and more consistent intake of omega-3s, and are you seeing, you know, consistent improvements and maintenance of performance because of that long-term use of omega-3s?
Yeah, that's a great question, John. I think we don't have a lot of direct data on compliance. In other words, we haven't, like, surveyed the patients. What we have done is talk to the providers who have been really impressed with, you know, how engaged they are with knowing that. So many of them are providing these solutions, making it easy and turnkey for the patient. And I also believe sort of protecting and safeguarding the patient from a lot of things out of the marketplace that, frankly, might look to the patient as if they would provide an answer. But, you know, based on quality issues, manufacturing, all that kind of thing, they're really risking, you know, just wasting money and time. So the providers who really have incorporated this into their practice and then provide that solution, they report dramatic increases in the compliance in the patients. And that's a big reason, you know, obviously why they're using the test, is that by enlightening and awakening the patient through both knowing those metrics in the blood, but then also seeing, you know, what is it doing to their brain right now? And most people that that has a lot of significance to them, because most people know what how important their brain is to them when they stop and think about it. And so that makes, I think that's probably the big, if I had to guess, that the brain function is what is getting people to stay on them, which is what the clinicians are reporting. They're staying on them. They're starting with a lot more enthusiasm and sort of activation, and again, remaining compliant for long periods of time without a lot of other ancillary means, because the report that they're doing is telling them why.
Well, great, Dr. Daniel Johnston. We've had a great discussion on providing insights on the importance of omega-3 fatty acids, and perhaps even maybe more important is that they're simple tools to be able to monitor, track your patient's improvement on the intake, and most important is the change in performance parameters like cognition that really make a difference. So thanks for popularizing and bringing to market, you know, such a great and useful and important test, and emphasizing, I would describe them, simple ways to improve your health and in your performance potential.
That's right. The fundamentals of well-being is what it's all about. And I certainly, you know, thank all the researchers that, you know, long before, you know, I got interested in this, 30, 40 years, been studying fatty acids, and people like Bill Harris and Dr. Dierberg, and just people all over the world that have laid the foundation. I just think, hey, if we can play a role in making it sort of really clinically useful and simple and easy and meaningful, then we can have a chance at really what I'm concerned about, which is helping people improve. So we're grateful to get the opportunity to work with you guys and have really high quality solutions that we know are effective. So I thank you guys for what you guys do.
Great. Thank you. And this has been Holistic Matters, the podcast designed to help you become the you that nature intended.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevere, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.